then the death is going to be public or it's going to be private. And it's better to have a public death so that it at least means something. I'm not saying I'm dead, but it becomes a public fight. It's so important for everyone to speak out, just like with the sexual assault victims, so that they get out into the public discourse and so that we can do something about them. Legalese and administrative processes tends to sweep things under the rug. And one of the ways that the students really struck me in their CBC interview was that they started to feel managed after 6 or 7 months. They realized that they're going to all these meetings and all these taxing conversations and that they were starting to just sort of feel manipulated and managed, like nothing was being done. I think we got about as much done as we could with a more public struggle than we could have if we had sort of done a behind-the-scenes type of approach. But it, I think it's been painful for everybody involved.
And you need that at some point. The board actually is also trying to be a lot more transparent at their last meeting. Mm-hmm. And I really just don't think that could have happened if Montalbano had stayed on his chair.
Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. We've been talking to Jennifer Birdall from the Sauter School of Business. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's our show. I'm Mayan Kreitzman, and you've been listening to UBC Insiders On Air, broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM and podcasted at ubcinsiders.podbean.com. You can follow us on Twitter at UBC Insiders, check out the blog ubcinsiders.ca, and email us. We're both easy to find on Google. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Mayan. Next week, we'll be talking about the Canadian International Resources and Development Institute, a.k.a. CERDI, a think tank housed at UBC that deals with the politics of resource extraction. Bjorn Stein is a student concerned with CERDI's activities, both at home and in developing countries, while Cassie Doyle is CERDI's recently hired CEO. We'll be hearing from both of them.
Can't wait. Insiders out.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Become a part of a movement to think beyond conventional boundaries. The third annual AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference, happening on January 16th, invites all undergraduate students to submit their research related to this year's theme of innovation. At this year's conference, you will be inspired by your fellow students' presentations and ideas. Applications are being accepted until December 16th. For more information, please visit the events on the AUS Facebook page.
You maniacs! You blew it up! God! Santa?
Nothing like the salt air. Now, if you excuse me, I have a concert to attend.
On December 5th, Mint Records will be hosting this year's Ridiculously Early Xmas Party at the Astoria with performances by Rennie Wilson, Monomyth, Fake Tears, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Uptights, and a Faith Healer solo set. CITR Femme Concept DJs will be playing the hits all night long, and yes, there will be presents for the first 50 people. Visit mintrex.com for more details. Remember, it's this December 5th at the Astoria.
This is Ben from Graymaker.
This is Pastor Bullard.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Green Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood. Half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musician.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca. In UBC, University of British Columbia.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And good evening, and welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones. Just get my mic correct here. And we've got it's December 2015, and we got a fantastic selection of jazz, soul, Latin, and Brazilian, of course, tonight. And we're going to start, just so thrilled to have this on promo 7-inch, and I've never had an original record by this phenomenal singer, Alice Clark.
Deep down inside, I know I still love him, but he'll never know, 'cause I'll never tell. That I'm thinking of him and wishing him well. I can walk up to him and say, keep it here. Lately I've seen the look in his eyes that just breaks my heart. He needs me so much to lean on this moment. Oh, my foolish pride. This ain't no good. Watching him die this way, since he's the same guy inside. Oh, why can't I walk up to that old boy and say, baby, what you've been through? Don't you know I still love you like I need? Oh boy, you know that nothing's gonna change it, being the way I am. I keep it here.
and that's from Handshake Records. Karen Jones is her name, a phenomenal talent. That's her early 80s album. I played other tracks on the show, and it's always wonderful to get into a new track on an album that you really enjoy. And we'll send that one out to Peter Schmedley, who lived over here, did a couple shows here at CITR with me. He's back in the UK now, getting down in the London area, DJing and doing radio on the local soul scene, indeed. And Trevor Dandy, the next artist, is somebody who got sampled by Kid Cudi, this track, in fact. Is There Any Love? This is from 1970, from a funk soul gospel kind of an album. But this is just incredibly good stuff. And so I think you're really going to enjoy this one next. I'm David Love Jones. Stick around. I'll be here until 9 p.m. CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast right there. the incredible Les McCann from the Layers album. Before that, as I was saying, Trevor Dandy, Is There Any Love? Incredible conscious gospel. And we also heard from, in the first set, Soul Liberation, a track from their album, the Who Are You album, and the track is called Put On the Whole Armor. Thank you. Kenya. It's the title of the debut album from Floating Points from the UK. Perforation 6 is the name of the track. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're in the lower level of the Student Union building. Drop in and see us. Before that, Sometimes I Cry, Les McCann. Some killer keyboard playing. But next, we're going to go to Brazil. A track I've never played before, but we'll send this one out to Alejandro. That's Alexandre, sorry. And he has got a new album coming, so we're going to have him back on CITR very soon. But we're going to start with Wilson Simonel, and it's a beautiful Brazilian track, and it's called Nana.
Noite, quando eu vi Nanã, vi a minha deusa ao luar. Toda noite eu olhei Nanã, a coisa mais linda de se olhar. Que felicidade achar enfim esta deusa vinda só pra mim, Nanã. E agora eu só sei dizer, toda minha vida é Nanã. Nanã, Nanã. Simbora! Dos delírios meus, vi nascer um outro amanhã. Veio o dia com um novo sol, sol da luz que vem de Nanã. Adorar Nanã é ser feliz. Tenho a paz, o amor e tudo que eu quis. E agora eu só sei dizer, toda minha vida é Nanã. Nanã, é Nanã, é Nanã, é Nanã, é Nanã, é Nanã. Thank you.
incredible Brazilian sounds. Nico Gomez, Dutch roots, but a Belgium orchestrator from the mid-70s, from the Bossa Nova album. A track called Rio. Before that, Sergio Mendes himself and Celebration of Sunrise from the Stillness album. But next on African Rhythms, another Brazilian track, and this is from Bossa Rio that's produced by Sergio Mendes. Check this next one out.
Já não gosta mais de mim, mas eu gosto dela mesmo assim. Que pena, que pena. Ela já não é mais a minha pequena. Que pena, que pena. Pois não é fácil
Bossa Rio. Definitely they put in some having a good time flavor into that track produced by Sergio Mendes. But let's go next to Latin. And this is a killer track from Charlie Palmieri, one of the giants, legends from the past. And Remordimento is the name of the track, coming up here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM.
El arrepentido me dice en el alma un remordimiento que no me deja vivir. Y yo sé que con el tiempo mi castigo ha de venir. Yo lo presiento, lo siento en el pecho, pero qué malo lo he hecho. Y sé que no merezco ni siquiera tu perdón. Tu perdón. Perdón, no lo merezco. ¡Ey! mamacita.
El gigante de las blancas y las negras.
¿Cómo? Sweet.
an incredible Latin mix, and and we started the Latin mix with some hard Latin, Charlie Palmieri, Remordimento. And we're listening to a little bit of Bad, Bad, Not Good in the background here. And then Spanish Harlem, Return to Spanish Harlem, that's Bobby Matos and Tony Middleton. What a killer, killer track. This is Toronto, Canada's own Bad, Bad, Not Good. Of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com. African Rhythms Radio. Find my like on Facebook. 604-822-CITR. From Bad, Bad, Not Good, Stark's Reality, instrumental Sour Soul album from Canada, from Toronto. And And that's Moody Man, slightly sampling Astro Gilberto and other things. But Soul Liberation, record we were playing a little bit earlier, but what a phenomenal record. And just to have it on vinyl, I'm so happy. And Heavenly Places, this is the finest, finest gospel. Gospel soul, if you will. Soul Liberation, definitely one of my favorite discoveries in 2015. And we're going to do a little wrap-up show towards the end of the year, some of our favorites from the year. And we're getting down to the last couple tracks. And Manziel Space Funk was a track I played back in the mid-90s at my gigs with Clarence at the Bottle for 3 years. And that was at the Pick Pub, which is no longer around. But that was great acid jazz moments. And then we're going to end with yet another Brazilian track, The Carnival and Canto de Carnival. So stick around. African Rhythms will be back the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks in a row in December before I'll be off again until January. So like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. And so we're going to go out with the Manziel and the Carnival. And so I'm David Love Jones. We've got Scholes Hall coming up at the top of the hour. So until next show, peace and love to you.